The reason why you feel powerless is due to your belief that life is random or about luck. Or you might think something out there is rewarding you and punishing your decisions. But nothing is random. Nothing is luck. Good things don't happen to you because you are being rewarded. Bad things don't happen to you because you are being punished. You must understand that the universe has no concept of what good is or of what bad is. This is the law of cause and effect. Every effect has a cause, and every cause has an effect. To make a choice is to have a consequence. Your power has been hidden from you. It's been kept a secret, and it's time to finally discover it. We are back with another law. Law number 4, the law of cause and effect. This is Free Will. I'm Tony Scardino. Make sure you hit that subscribe button because we are in the middle of a series of the 7 universal laws. If you haven't watched laws number 1 through 3, the last 3 videos, I recommend you go doing that. But you don't have to go now. You don't have to go now. You can stay for this video and then re-catch up because they all are a valuable tool, a valuable message that is going to benefit your life in one way or another. I got you. We're gonna go over law number 1 is the law of mentalism. This is that everything is mental. The universe is a mind. Mind is the ultimate creator. Then that brings us to law number 2, the law of correspondence. This is the as above, so below, as within, so without. This law explains how your mind is a movie projector and your life, everything on the outside, is your screen. To change the screen, you must change the projector. This law starts to explain the power of the mind. Then we go into law number 3, the law of vibration. This is that everything is in motion. The universe is in continuous movement. Everything is constantly changing. We are atoms, energy vibrating. And this law brings in the law of attraction, where like frequencies attract like frequencies, leading us to this law, the law of cause and effect. So first, we're gonna tackle the myth of good versus bad. Most likely you've heard of or have been taught that good actions bring rewards and bad actions bring punishments. We can call this karma and dharma, or heaven and hell. So to start this off, this concept of good and bad, heaven and hell, and karma is useful in helping society and guiding people to make moral decisions. These moral decisions are all collectively, you know, decided by humanity over time on what is a right thing to do and what's a wrong thing to do, what makes a good person, what makes a bad person. Through reason, we can all collectively somewhat agree to what's good or what's bad. So does this help with how people make moral decisions? Yeah, it does. But here's the truth. The universe doesn't care about good or bad. Those are human labels. The universe only understands one thing, and that is cause and effect. Two things. Everything you plant, every action that you take, will have a natural result. If you plant a tree, you get a tree. And if you throw an insult at someone, that energy doesn't just vanish. Energy cannot be distorted. It can only transcend. So that insult then boomerangs, and it's not a punishment. It's just an echo of what you've put out. So this brings in that second law, correspondence, as within, so without. The things that you put out is going to come back within. And bringing that third law of vibration, this concept of good and bad is just positive and negative energy. So we have positive energy, negative energy. The good, the bad. These are the emotions of love and fear. And all of this starts to explain that first law, because the first law is the universal one law, but every law explains the first one. It is the mind. It all comes from here. This is the universe. I'm gonna use Newton's cradle as an example. I am sure you have seen one of these. Here we got Newton's cradle. Watch this. When I pull one ball and release it, what happens? One ball, the same force returns. Now I'm going to do it with two balls. Again, two balls out, two balls come back in. It's the same force. Let's try it with three. Three balls. All right. Now we got four. Four balls. This doesn't happen because the universe is judging the ball. No one is determining how many balls are deserved to come back. This is simply how physics works, how the universe works. What you put out is what's going to come back in. So these balls, they don't have feelings, they don't have emotions, they don't have attachments or expectations. That is what humans have. This is simply cause and effect. What you put out is what's going to come back. And this is how your life operates. Now we're going to go to another example. You are a vibrational farmer. All right, so let's say you're a farmer, but you're not planting seeds in the soil. You are planting vibrational frequencies. You are planting these vibrational frequencies with every thought, word, and action. So nothing is ever random. It's not luck. It's just a reflection of the energy that you're putting out. Remember, like frequencies attract like frequencies. If something happens and it feels like it's random, good or bad, it may not even be from that specific situation, but from somewhere in your vibrational field. So let's take that insult as an example again. You throw an insult at someone. You might not see the effect that day, tomorrow, that week, that month, it could be 5 months, a year, 5 years. Who knows? It is in your vibrational field, and at some point it's going to come back. Same thing with a positive example. You decide to, do a favor for your friend. You're not going to expect to get rewarded. And it's, again, not a reward. It's something that you've put out, which then that one ball you put out, the one ball, it's going to come back. But you don't know when or where or how. You can't plant anger and then harvest peace. You can't plant lack and then harvest abundance. You gotta put in the work, you gotta put the cause to then get the effect with anything and everything you do. The fruit will always match the seed. You plant an apple tree, you're not gonna get a coconut, you're gonna get an apple tree. What you reap is what you sow. So with this, we got two ways that people can react. There are two types of reactions that you can have when you run into the effect of what you have planted, of what you have created, what you've put out. The first reaction is, this was a mistake. This shouldn't be happening. It's not fair. Life is not fair. You can blame luck or others or God or the universe. Having this reaction, therefore, leads you into fighting against the own reality that you have created. Disconnecting yourself from your very own creation. When we talk about alignment, talk about moving with the universe, every action and thought, you keep moving, everything's changing, and you're disconnecting yourself. The reality where you have power, the reality where you exercise choice and free will and determining exactly what can happen into your life, that power, knowing that you are creating and what you will receive with that, is the biggest power into creating a life that you want, right? Is the biggest power into creating happiness and love and everything that you're searching for. This is one of the biggest tools that we have because it is our greatest power, choice, using the mind to create. You can then have the second reaction of accepting. There is no punishment, there is no reward, no blessing, there's no blame, no victimhood, just a reflection of what you have planted. You start to see your creation for what it is. Now, to add in the things that happen to you, and I say nothing is random, we are all still a collective, right? We are a collective consciousness. We are on this journey alone. but we also are all interacting, combining this mega mental universe, right? This one consciousness where we are all interconnected. And the way we are all interconnected is because we all have individual lives and consciousness, planting things here and there and there and there, and someone's planting there and someone, everyone, it's a web, a spider web of connections. And we are all seeing each other's causes and effects and interacting with them. So when bad things happen to you, really, really bad, and you say it's random or luck, unfortunately, we do not know what the reasoning to everything is. We don't know the reasoning to what someone's soul chose to do, what someone's soul planned on doing in this lifetime, what yours, what their soul, what who's in, who's in it. Everyone has their own movie. We don't know all of the movies, especially when we're focused on living in our own movie. So things will affect one another. And this is why acceptance and realizing that the universe is all a system of the things that we choose to do will lead you into that ultimate peace and acceptance, and just knowing that no matter what, the universe is on our side. And it's on our side because we're the ones creating it. So, fighting the returning ball, like, if I were to fight that and say, no, no, fighting the returning ball is literally like fighting gravity. It's useless. But by knowing that you put out two balls, you can then expect to receive two balls. But now, by knowing that, you are in control. This leads us to the last part, how to hack the law. How to hack the law of cause and effect. Here's your greatest advantage. If you don't like what you're harvesting, if you don't like what's growing, change your seeds. You can start doing this literally today, right now. Ask yourself, what energy am I planting daily? What vibrations am I feeding? Is my inner world a garden of roses or weeds? Because again, that mental, everything is mental. Every thought you have, every belief that you have, if you believe you cannot do something, you will not be able to do something. If you believe that you can do something, you can. Literally, it is going to be put into that vibration in a negative way or a positive way, and that is your choice. Free will is to choose God. Free will is to choose love, to choose the positive vibration. Free will is to choose you. The law of cause and effect isn't a punishment, it's a promise. A promise that you are the creator of your life. So start planting wisely. The universe isn't keeping score. It's not saying, like Santa Claus, done this, done this, done this. It's literally echoing you. You are the one determining what the punishment and the reward is. You are doing that by your choices, your thoughts, your actions, deciding what you are going to be planting. So, tell me in the comments, what's one seed that you'll plant differently today? And again, it can be something so minor. It can be something small, even to a small little daily routine or habit that you can change in your life, to anything big, to even just how you greet people, treat others, greet yourself, treat yourself. If this clicked with you, share it with someone that needs to hear it, because understanding this law is understanding your ultimate power, the power of free will, why this whole thing is a thing, and why we're even going through all the seven universal laws. Next time we're going to go over law number 5. This is the law of polarity. This is where we talk about light and darkness, which we mentioned that a little bit here. We are building the puzzle pieces together by every law to understand the mental, the mind, the universal mind, which is you, by the way. You are the universe. Make sure to subscribe. Don't miss the next few laws. Make sure to go back and watch the last few laws if you haven't. You can catch me on all platforms at Freeing Tony. Hit that like button for a good effect to come back at you. And I will catch you guys next time.